The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
Johnny, this is the best idea I've heard all year.
Yeah?
An Australian woman named Liz Callahan she probably pronounces it some better way, but is teaching a Beyonce dance class.
Really?
She tells Lonely Planet that the routines are based on Beyonce's dance moves from her music videos. She says she started Bay Dance. She's totally going to get some kind of trademark infringement on that.
I would have called
sure.
it Bay Dance.
That's awesome.
That's how I would pronounce it.
Okay, well, you can do that over here in the U.S. There's plenty of space. This is not a crowded market yet. She believes that dancing should be about more than aiming to be a professional dancer and more than only fitness. It's about physical, mental, and emotional well-being. So my question is, when you do this class, do you learn the single ladies dance? Because that's been a lifelong goal of mine that I've kind of stopped working on over the past 10 years. I need to get back.
You can't do the single ladies dance?
Not the whole thing.
Yeah.
I need to get back to it. And
you
when
got the hand down, right?
I got the hand. Everyone's got the hand down. But like I don't have the little like
pop.
I've gotten older. I haven't practiced. I'm out of shape. I really need to get back into Beyonce dancing.
Yeah, so. I mean, I took a dance class one time. It was the NSYNC Bye Bye Bye.
So I got
that dance down.
Now, can you still perform it?
No.
Oh.
I threw a hip out at one
point. Yeah, that happens.
It's because I thought the strings were actually there.
And you were like,
and they would,
you were depending on them?
I was trusting the strings and it didn't work. And then I fell.
Sorry.
It was a bad experience and now I've got flashbacks. But another story, Ed Sheeran told the Irish Mirror that his next CD is going to surprise fans and sound different from his past music. Now he says, it's dangerous to have a career and goes bigger and bigger and bigger. At some point, it's going to drop. So why not control the fall? This is a horrible Ed Sheeran. I'm sorry.
Is he falsetto? You're just going.
He talks like that. He talks high. Yeah,
okay.
He has it very high.
Okay.
So he says the next. Honestly, you never understand what he's saying.
That's true.
It's like, blah, blah, blah. So his next record, he says, I'm making isn't a pulp album, and the reason is people expect the next album to be bigger. I'm kind of Australian right now.
Yeah, you're going
to. If I control it, blah, 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 blah. He's saying it's going to be.
He's just doing a lot of talking, sounds
like.
It's
a lot of blah, 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 blah. Either way, he's going to be working on new music, which is great.
That's all we need to know, right? And he's going to talk in a high.
Yeah, and
voice.
it's going to be really great. And basically, yeah, it's going to sell millions of records.
Now, do you think he and Beyonce are going to team up again?
I think that's going to happen. Is that what it says in here somewhere?
So no, it doesn't.
Maybe.
I'm just making a guess.
I can't. It's written in his accent, so I can't quite understand even reading it.
No.
But I'm sure he'll do collaborations with I'd like to see a collaboration again with Taylor Swift because he's
me
done
too.
That.
And they're buds. They're like buddies, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's done that a little in his past few albums, so I would love to see that as well. But we'll just have to wait and see. That's the Entertainment Wrap for today. 98.3 The Coast.